love to talk about. One of my favorite topics now is helping you realize you matter. Say, I matter. I have value. You don't sound like it. Can we say it like you mean it? I matter. I have value. Okay? That's part of our problem. We say it and we don't mean it because we don't know it. You matter and you have value. This series has been a series, how can I get from the pit, out of that pit, to the pinnacle? Some people are in the pit, several reasons. We've talked about how you get into a pit. We're not going to redo the whole series again. Bottom line is, you're in a pit. If you're in a pit, some people quit in the pit. They sit in the pit. Some people set up shop in the pit, and the pit becomes the rest of their life. Some people, that's their story for the rest of their life. Oh, this happened to me, and oh, blah, blah. And that's what you hear the rest of their life, and they're basically useless for the kingdom. They're useless, and you know, they're not good for their family. It's not a good situation. I don't like to hang around people who's just always in the pits, do you say? Hey, oh, I can't wait. They're coming to dinner. We're all going to get depressed tonight. That's beautiful. Let's go call your friends. Come on, man. You matter. You have value. You have a life you can live. You can keep telling the story, okay? And maybe you were pushed or shoved into the pit. You didn't do it, and you can say it for the rest of your life. I didn't do it. I didn't bring this on myself. It's going to take you getting you up. Now, God wants to help you, but you've got to have that drive to do that. So let's go with the last in this little series, raising the bar from the pit to the pinnacle. And we've been establishing several things along the way. You'll see a quick review up on the screen, but that's about it, and then we're moving. Amen. Let's go with the message this morning. So, where are we at? Say that with me. This is language I understand. I'm getting her done. Can you say that with me? I'm? And you might not talk like that. I do. I'm getting her done. Let's get it done. I never say get. I've been saying get since I was born, you know, pretty near. So, getting her done. Do you want to get it done in your life? Do you want to have a good life? Do you have a real life? Do you want to have a successful life? Do you want to have a life with purpose? Do you want to have a life with meaning? Well, are you going to get it done or not? Say. Amen. We can talk about it until the cows come home. Or we're going to do something about it. Amen. So that's our focus. Let's look at it. Here we go. I'm getting her done. Let's talk a little bit. A winner is a warrior. Say that with me. A winner is a... and is driven. A winner is a warrior. You want to be a winner? You got to be a warrior. You got to fight for it. Okay, you got to have drive, man. I want to have a good life. I don't want the pit to mark me for the rest of my life. When I struggled in my life and when I was hurt and felt like I didn't matter and it was crushed, okay, one thing I said to the Lord is, I don't want this to have happened in my life and stay the same anymore. I want to be different. I want to be stronger. I want to be better. And I would tell myself that. And sometimes I'd lapse back into the poor old me syndrome again. But I'm telling you today, I'm standing on top. Okay, it doesn't mean I got everything together in my life, but the bottom line is I'm not talking to you today as somebody in the pit. Are you listening? Yes or no? So I want that for you. Okay, so let's talk about it. So, but you've got to be a warrior and you've got to be driven. Say that with me. I want to be a what? Come on, church. I want to be a what? Okay. You've got to want that. No, I just want to be weak. No, I just don't want to make it. Oh, I'm just ready to die. Yet anybody tell you lately they just want to go die? Yet anybody tell you that lately? Sure. The two or three in the room heard it this week. I'm ready. I just want to go die. What's up with that? Come on. Be a warrior. Okay. I want to be a warrior. What's a warrior? One who shows great what? Vigor. Courage. Aggressiveness. I can't just wave a wand and you a warrior. You're all warriors. It don't work in football either, does it, coach? No, sir. Okay? Vigor, aggressiveness, courage. And it takes courage. Stay with me now. It takes courage to fight. It takes courage to fight failure in your life or pain in your life or being in that. It takes courage, man, to have someone that you've loved and now they've died and you're alone. It takes courage to keep living. This is going to take you being a warrior. Amen? So, I want to be driven. Say that with me. I want to be what? Driven. One who's compelled, motivated, energized. I never want to be a pastor, a preacher speaking anywhere where I'm like, whatever. I want energy. I pray for energy every Sunday morning. Jeff, where you at? Jeff and Chuck, this morning we prayed, and you pray for me to be energized, don't you? Amen. And filled with the Spirit and strong. I don't want to get up here without that strength. Amen. That's life too, guys. We need to be driven, have that energy, that compellingness inside of us. And God will give that to us. He wants you to live. It came to pass, just a couple of scriptures, when the time was come that he should be received up, Jesus, going closer now to going to the cross and giving his life for us, a ransom for many. Say that last part with me. He what? Steadfastly set his face to go to what? If you know anything about your Bible, Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem. Okay? He didn't hang out in Jerusalem a lot. He liked Galilee. He liked to hang out at the Mount of Olives in that section. Wasn't that crazy about the religious establishment? He would go there, do things for sure, bless them out. He spent a lot of time doing that. But that's where he'd be crucified. You see how he went to the cross for us? Did he do it weak? Or did he do it with motivation? Did he do it as a warrior? Did he do it driven? He did it steadfastly. Did he want to go to the cross? In the garden, he said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my, say it with me, not my will, but yours be done. He was driven, Jesus Christ. Jesus said this in Luke 9. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. We live in a world today and the church today full of people always looking back instead of moving forward. The world is waiting for Christians to say, yeah, I've had trouble. I've had struggles. I've been down. But I'm up, baby. I'm getting up. I'm moving forward. You can do it too. Come on, be a part. Let's move together. Reach out. Grab my hand. Let's go. Quit whining. Say that with me. Quit what? Quit whining, man. Come on. And you're probably thinking, if you're hurting today, you're saying, well, that pastor's really mean. He doesn't know the pain I'm going through. After you're done, if you want to, we'll come up here and your pain and my pain, and we'll see who can win the pain game. But at the end of the day, we're still playing. Let's get something done, man. I want you to move forward in your life. That's what we're talking about in this series and this message. I'm getting her done. Don't know about you, but I'm getting her done. So, we've been talking so far about finishing, determination, reaching your goal, accomplishment in your life, and success. And guys, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about you making it. You knowing you matter. You knowing you have value. Getting up every day and knowing, man, I got me another day. Amen? This is the day, say it with me, the Lord has made. I'm going to what? And be glad in it. It didn't say I'm going to whine and be sad in it. Did it say? I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. So, couple of things, and Roger's going to keep pushing me. Just in this, and the thought, we've already discussed some of this stuff. Say, I press. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You want your life to be a life of success, a life living for God, a life not in the pits, you're going to have to press. Press ain't fun. You've got to press. And then this other, say that with me. I what? I approve. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might what? Prove. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? I'm going to press and prove, press and prove, press and prove. Or I'm going to lay down all day. No, I'm going to press and prove. Amen? Not going to stay in the pit. The pit is not for me. That's not my life. So, that's what a pit looks like. How beautiful is that? Say. Isn't that great? A big old hole in the ground? Is that where you want to live? Not me, baby. I've been in it. How many have been in the pit before? How many know it's stinking the pit, don't it? Say. It's not nice to be in a pit, is it? No. So, we've talked about the pit over the last few weeks. Now, I'm just reviewing real fast. Hello. I've got it down. We've had several messages in the series. Say this in the blue with me. Say it with me. Come on. I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. I'm not as I was. That was a message called Getting It Down. Now let's look at another one. I'm going for it. Say it with me. Here we go. I'm not procrastinating. I'll get it down tomorrow. I'll get with it tomorrow. You don't have a tomorrow. Today's the only day you got. If you get a tomorrow, it's today again. Okay? You don't have a tomorrow. Stop procrastinating about getting out of the pit, getting your life together, getting moving, starting to see yourself in Christ, starting to see that I matter, I have value in my life, I have purpose. Stop making excuses. Stop procrastinating. I'm not what? Say that way. I'm not what? Talking about it any longer. I'm not pontificating like they do in Congress. Just talk, never get anything done, it seems. What in the world? Do you want your life to be a picture of Congress? Yes or no? Say. Lord, help us. Talk. Stop the talking. The pontificating, I call it. And get on with your life. I'm going for it. I'm not what? Prognosticating. Okay, think. Well, maybe I think, and then I just think. Now, thinking's good. But how long are you going to stay down? It's time for the thinking to stop. It's time for you to kick yourself in the tail. It's time for you to get up and let's go. Amen. Say. So, that's what we've been talking about. I'm getting it right. Last week's message. Remember Nehemiah last week? Okay. He was on the wall, rebuilding the wall. He'd sat there for over 100 years not getting done. He said, we're going down there, we're going to get her done. That's what's going to happen. But the enemy tried to get him distracted. Say it with me. I have what? Focus. You want your life to move forward, you've got to have focus. The enemy will get you distracted. They were laughing at him. All kinds of stuff. I will not be discouraged. I have what? I have hope. They were saying, you can't build a wall. If a fox runs on it, it'll tear down. They tried to get him to leave and talk to him in a plane of, oh, no. Remember all that stuff? I will not be what? Dysfunctional. I have faith. Remember the last thing they tried to do to Nehemiah last week was get him to fear. You better come and meet with us. And he even had a dirty priest, a prophetess that was part of the plan to derail him. Crazy. He said no. And by the way, he got the wall built in how many days? Somebody remember? How many days? 52 days. He had a wall that had sat there and languished for over 100 years. He did it in 52 days. Stop making excuses about your life. 52 days. I had several people last week said, I'm taking the challenge, Pastor. October 7th. Had some come up and tell me a date. I didn't know what day it was. 52 days from last Sunday. I think it's October 7th or something like that. Said, I'm taking the challenge. My life's going to be different. I'm going to have purpose in my life. I want a different life. Sometimes we just think we can't have a better life. It's just always going to be the way it is. Not with Jesus, baby. Amen. Say. And not with faith. So raising the bar from the pit to the pinnacle. Rod, here we go, buddy. Let's go with a message. Now we're rolling. I'm getting her done. Now I want you to learn this verse with me today. If you're about to go to sleep, I don't know what I can do for you except shake your come set on you or something out there. I have no idea. Okay? Hang in here with me. Okay, hang in here. Let's learn. Let's memorize this verse. Come on. I have fought a good fight. Help me now. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Say it a couple of times. Get it down. Here we go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have... Okay, how you doing on it? Think you might have it? Let's try it again. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. This message, we're going to use that scripture for the thought today. Get her done. I'm getting her done. Let's pop it up. How do I get her done? Keep the faith. This isn't a self-help talk I'm giving today. Now, you do have to help yourself. You can only make the decisions for you. I can't get out there. Family can't do it for you. You have to do it. But we're not saying do it alone. We're talking about faith in Christ. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. No detours. I'm not trying an easy way out. I'm going to stay with Jesus Christ. I'm going to put my faith more so than ever in Him. Period. Okay? I have kept the faith. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I what? I live. Okay? Yes, I'm crucified with Christ, but He has left me here to live. Live what kind of life? A life of downer? A life of depression? A life defeated? A life where nobody wants to be around me? Is that the life? I've called you salt and light. That don't sound like no good salt or light to me. Come on. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of who? The Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Okay? So you're not alone. No, you have Jesus. Keep the faith. Say it with me. Keep the... For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. Say that last part with me. The what? Shall live by what? You want to get out of the pit? Faith. Faith. Keep the faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently what? God is all about you getting out of the pit. God is all about you knowing that you matter, that you have value. God is all about you being salt and light. God is all about you being a testimony of pain in somebody's life and showing other people in your world that you've made it and you're making it. God's all about that. Amen? You bless him when you do that. So, number one, keep the faith. Number two, say it with me. Fight a what? Fight a good fight. I'm getting her done. I'm going to keep the faith. Keep the faith first. Put that right at the top. I want you to know that. Now, yes, you have to fight. But without faith, you're going to lose. We have an adversary. The devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. So fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto you're called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. How do you do that? And I'm about to wear myself out up here, by the way. Okay? I'm feeling a little faint right now, so I got to slow it down. I get like this because I care about you. I don't want to see your life going into crapper. Amen? Fight a good fight. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Let's walk it down and look at these pictures. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Keep looking. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Wait, back it up. That you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Thank you. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? And having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. This is a fight, man. Fight the good fight. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of what? See how big that shield is? Faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of what? Salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. You want to make it in your life? You want to get out of the pit, but you want a shortcut? You don't want to believe the Bible? Get in the Bible, read the Bible, memorize the Bible, put Scripture in you. Fat chance you're going to make it and be what God wants you to be. This is the Scriptures, what the Bible teaches us. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. In the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So fight a good fight. Amen? Good. Beautiful, Raj. Thank you. Thank you, man. So number one, keep the faith. Number two, you want to get her done? Fight a good what? Boy, that's a lot of stuff we're supposed to put on, ain't it? We really miss it a lot right there. There's a lot right there that we could improve ourselves on if we want to have this life that God wants us to have. It's no picnic. You're not just going to get there. It's going to take some effort. Number three, say that with me. Focus on, one more time, focus on, instead of focusing on failure, instead of focusing on the pit, instead of focusing on, oh, I'm sick, or I'm whatever, or I'm this, or I've been hurt, why don't you change your focus? Why don't you focus on, I want to finish my course. Well, but I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm whatever, my life's over. Is it? Are you here today? Are you breathing? Are you alive? Say. Why don't you focus on finishing well? Yeah, but I've had such a bad life. I've got a coach here in the audience. He's an old coach. And about 12 weeks ago, this man started coming to our church. And I started loving on him, and he started loving on me. And he's come to Christ. And every week I see him getting stronger and stronger. And he ain't no spring chicken. But he wants to finish well. You understand? Say, yeah, praise the Lord. Finish well. Why not? Come on. I finished my course. Now, life is full of courses. Say that with me. Life is full of courses. Now, some of them stink. You ever had a course in school you hated? Say. Couldn't wait, it was over? Yeah. Life's like that. Life's full of courses. Something I came up with years ago because I needed it. I ain't done yet because I ain't dead yet. Say that with me. I ain't done yet because I ain't dead. Say it loud. I ain't done yet because I ain't. Say it again. I ain't done yet because I ain't. You might say, where you get that from, Clark? Everything I get from the Bible. Most everything I get from the Bible. I'm a nut. I don't know hardly anything. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I grew up as a hellraiser. My mother was a drunk. Okay? I grew up with men coming into my home having sex with my mother. Okay? Where did I learn anything? The Bible. God's Word. He saved my sorry old tail. Amen? So where did I learn this little principle? I ain't done yet because I ain't dead yet. The Bible. Look at the Scripture. For to him that's joined to all the living, there's what? As long as I'm alive, there's what? As long as I'm alive, there's what? For a living dog is better than a dead lion. A living dog, a mangy old dog that's been beat up, beat down, got bugs all over him, looking nasty, skinny, bony. He's better than a dead lion laying over there, deader than a hammer. He can go up and sniff the lion. You dead. I ain't. So you might feel like a dead. You might feel like just an old mangy dog. You've been beat down. Your life's a wreck, it seems. Let me say something to you. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. Don't you like that scripture? Better is a living dog than a dead lion. Amen? Come on, I like that. Finish, man. Focus on finishing. Paul says, I know both how to be abased. Study the life of Paul. Man was just persecuted at every corner. I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. How about this incredible scripture from a man who was beat down, who would not quit? Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. That didn't come by a man who was on top of the world. That came by a man who was beat down, beaten, left for dead. Remember Paul say, I can do all things. You never know on the other side of your pit might be the best life you can't even imagine, the life that you could have. But all you can see is the pit. We don't know what the future holds. But I'm going to tell you something right now. He holds my future, and I put my faith in Him. And if I fight, I fight. I fight the good fight, and I focus on finishing. There's a pretty good chance I'm going to have an incredible life. You hear me? Yes or no? What's the option? Whine to the end? Is that the deal? We can go ahead and tell you how that's going to work out. That's going to suck. Excuse my language, okay? All right? You ain't going to like that. It's going to be pretty rough. I'm getting her done, man. Come on. We're almost done, believe it or not. Roger's back there going, no, you're not. I got to get a light on your head so I can see you. Would you say that with me pretty loud? One more time. Amen. Run, 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 man. Go, man. Run to win. Run to win. Run to win. I don't like running, do you? But man, if I'm going to run, I'm going to go try to win it. Amen? A couple of years ago, I ran the wide receivers at Lemon Bay High School. I was 50 years old. Man, I was just that close to beating them. I'm talking about like a nose. And so I said, let's do it again. I pulled a hamstring. Stupidest thing I've done. Come on. Run to win, though, baby. Know ye not that they which run in a race run what? I ain't dead yet, baby. I'm running all the way to the end. But one receives the prize. So run what? If you're going to run this life, why not try to win at life? Amen? Say. I don't have to be a loser. I don't have to be marked by my past or by what's happened in my life. I can win. So run that you may obtain. So run to win. Just a few points as we finish up this morning. Run with what? Run with focus. If you're out there just running every which way, look at it. I therefore so run, the Apostle Paul, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that just beats at the air. Okay? Run with some focus. Run in your life. Hit the marks you want to hit. Amen? Don't just be punching and flailing around. Run with some focus in your life. Run disciplined. Run. This is some of my favorite scripture. But I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to other people, I myself should be a castaway. Run disciplined. You can't live my life. I can't live your life. But you can run to win in life if you want to. But it won't happen with a hodgepodge, whatever, you know, whatever. Put your finger, whatever's happening today. Run disciplined. And I'm going to tell you something. How many would say to me this morning, Pastor Gary, I was in a deep pit in my life, but God has really helped me. I had to work at it myself, but God has really helped me. And my life is incredible. Can I see your hand? I was in the pit, but my life's incredible. Look at that. Look at all these hands in the building. Isn't that great? Say. These are people that were in the pit, and they're saying, no, I got out. No, they're not saying, they're saying, my life's incredible. Are they bragging that there's some big shot? No. Hey, we're just thrilled we're making it, man. And we're bragging on the Lord. Amen. That takes effort. Run discipline. Say that with me. Run what? All the way to the what? I'm giving you a great talk today. I like it. But it can maybe get you motivated just a little bit. But if you don't run all the way to the end, don't blame it on me. I'm not giving you a money-back guarantee, okay? It's on you to run all the way to the end. How many in the room you felt so beat up, so beat down, whether you did it or somebody else did it to you, and you didn't think you could run at all anymore? Let me see. I just couldn't hardly move, man. And so many of you, I know your stories. I know your faces. I know a lot of your life. You know mine. This is run all the way to the end. Incredible. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. He wants you to have a great life, a good life. He wants you to run strong, run well, be a blessing to the day you die. Amen? That's God's plan for your life, not anything else. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all those that love his appearing. And we're finishing, Raj. Now, Jesus wrote the book on finishing. Say that with me. Jesus wrote the book on... You want to model a finisher? Model Jesus. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, or modeling Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy, say joy, that was set before us, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and now he's set down at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus Christ wrote the book on finishing, man. He finished it. He came to this world to give his life a ransom for many. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came born as a baby in Bethlehem and being called a bastard. Excuse me. That's his life. That's the way he lived his life. And at Jerusalem towards the end, being betrayed by a friend. When everybody else is sleeping in the garden, he pressed on. He wrote the book on finishing. Amen? You hear me today? Model Jesus. He kept the faith. That's what I'm asking you to do. Jesus saw the joy that was set before him. What is joy? What did Jesus see when that word joy? Jesus saw others and Jesus saw you. Say that with me. Jesus saw and Jesus saw. Do you think your family would be better off with somebody who's not in the pit? Yes or no? Somebody that's fighting for a life, fighting for a future, wanting to have faith, wanting to smile. We studied sheep this morning in the first service. Jesus called us sheep, not because we're stupid, but because we're like sheep. Sheep recognize a smile and a scowl. And so does your family. And so do your friends. And so do people you work with. God wants you to have a smile. God wants that for your life. Are you listening? He wants you to be joyful. Amen. Come on. You'll be better for everybody if you do this. He fought a good fight. The Bible says that Jesus endured the cross. He endured the cross, despising its shame. He finished the race. The Bible says that Jesus is now where? Set down at the right hand of who? God the Father, where He ever lives to make what? Intercession for us. Jesus Christ finished the race. I'm getting her done. Say that with me. I'm what? Couple of more slides, so don't fall over on me. We're close. This is a biggie this morning, because your life's a biggie. It matters. Say that pretty loud this morning. We've learned a little bit. Say it pretty loud. I will keep the... Boom. Number two. Say it with me. I will fight a good... Boom. Right from the Bible, isn't it? Number three. Come on, loud, loud. I will... Amen, baby. That's what we're talking about today. I'm going to run, run, run. 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 I'm going to live life. Amen? That's what God's plan for my life is. Say it loud. We're done this morning. I'm getting her. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Wow.